Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 30 years. So straight up today, we're talking with former UFC heavyweight champion, Josh Barnett. That's right, the man that if he gets a hold of a limb, he'll break it off. Josh Barnett's in the house, has an October 4th fight up in his native Washington State. We'll talk with him about that, about the UFC, about the current heavyweight division. Last night's UFC 178 in the bank, folks. As far as the record books are concerned, it was a pretty good crowd, but nothing that's going to rival any of the top promotions of the UFC. But, of course, they brought the World Flyweight Championship to Las Vegas. And a lot of people don't think a whole lot of Demetrius Johnson, but he's a solid fighter, probably one of the best in the world. Joe Rogan says he's probably one of the, if not the best, one of the best, no question about it. But you know, 125 pounds, there just isn't anybody to fight him. And I think he's going to be in the, he's in basically the same same problem that Ronda Rousey has. There's nobody to fight her. But see, Ronda's an attraction all by herself. Demetrius Johnson, not so much of an attraction all by himself. But straight up, Ronda, of course, she'll be fighting in January, according to Dana White this week. And of course, in the Dana White, speaking of other women possibly fighting Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano, the former Strikeforce champion, the Hollywood movie star, she is the hardest, according to Dana, listen to this, she is the hardest effing athlete I've ever dealt with in my life. End of quote. Dana White on Gina Carano. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking MMA, 1-800-878-7529.
This weekend at Guitar Center, use your gear card to save 15% on your entire purchase or choose special 18-month financing. Deals like a Fender USA Pro Strat that was $1,000, now just $850 or only $56 a month. A $500 Williams Digital Piano for $425 or just $28 a month. With Guitar Center's gear card, it's never been easier to get the gear you want. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Exclusions apply. Financing terms will vary depending on the product and financing options you choose. See card member agreement, promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com/save now for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside. Effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, yeah, baby. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby.
You know, on occasion, it's 12 and a half minutes past the hour. On occasion, you get these, you want to sneeze, right? And why do I want to sneeze coming back from a commercial break? I didn't want to sneeze during the commercial break, but coming back from the commercial break, I'm going, oh, God. Josh Barnett, in about 10 minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, the former USC heavyweight champion, 33-8. Man, the guy's the real deal, of course. I think he had the title twice. And, of course, he lost it, I think, once on a steroids issue. And I thought he had the championship twice, but straight up, one of the better fighters in the world, no question about that, as far as heavyweight is concerned. And in the history of the sport, Josh has been around a while. And, of course, I think Josh Barnett is an ideal candidate for professional wrestling once he leaves the world of mixed martial arts, because he can rap like Ric Flair. If you know who Ric Flair was, the former wrestling champion, former wrestling great from North Carolina, he was fantastic. He could talk. Man, he was the guy. Anyway, I think Josh Barnett can do that as far as a mixed martial arts, WWE is concerned. If he goes into that, or, of course, the TNA wrestling, which is like the number two, the AAA Farm Club on Spike TV, Wednesday or Thursday night, whatever night they're on. Anyway, Demetrius Johnson, still the world flyweight champion. You could have guessed that from the open. So, hasn't lost in a long time. He's got a good long record. Of course, they drew like $2.2 million last night, 10,544, and I think the actual place holds about 12,000. So you wonder where a lot of these people came from. But according to Zach Attack Young, like several thousand people flew in from Ireland to see Conor McGregor beat up on Dustin Poirier, and he TKO'd him like real quick style, a minute and 46 seconds into the opening round. Of course, those guys duking out at 145 pounds. But in the semi-main event, Johnny Cerrone took care of Eddie Alvarez, a unanimous nod, 29-28 across the board. That's 2-1. Of course, being a three-round fight, all fights in the UFC are three rounds, except the television main event or a championship fight. And that was a submission that Cariosa got drilled on the second round, 2 minutes and 29 seconds in. A Kimura, straight up Demetrius Johnson, the best flyweight in the world. But what does that mean? Unless there's other flyweights he can fight, and maybe we can get some guys to come out of boxing to fight him. Or how about some jockeys? He maybe needs about his size. Anyway, Donis Stone, the cowboy, went over Eddie Alvarez. Eddie Alvarez, of course, coming over from Bellator, one of their better fighters, tasting defeat, won the opening round, but he lost the second and third, no question about it. So it's Conor McGregor, probably the star of the card, dusting off Dustin Poirier, as I said, a TKO and won. Yoel Romero was a winner over Tim Kennedy. Those guys fought at middleweight, 185 pounds. And the chicks fight on the card, Kat Zagano. She kept her hopes alive for a fight with with Ronda Rousey when she beat up on Amanda Nunes. And I got to say this. Amanda Nunes is the most evil-looking woman I've ever seen in my life. I mean, she looks like Darth Vader or something out of a horror movie. She's got this killer look in her eyes. If looks could kill, this chick could kill everybody, Amanda Nunes. But she got stopped last night, a TKO in 1 minute and 21 seconds in. So I guess Kat Zagano is probably going to be the opponent for Ronda Rousey in January. That's just the way it looks. Dominic Cruz. Took out a guy named 61 Seconds, took him out, former Bantamweight champion, of course, out with torn ACLs, a left and a right, or a right and a left, but he had them both. Anyway, twice the ACL was torn. I guess they had to put cadaver ACLs in both legs. But back is the former world Bantamweight champion, Dominic Cruz. He took out Takaya Mizugaki with a KO in 61 Seconds, 1 minute and 1 second. Wow. You know, what can I say? I guess he's back. I guess he is, because the Japanese fighter was considered notable. He could fight a little bit, but Dominic Cruz back in the storm. Of course, a couple of more fights before he tangles, I think, with a T.J. Dillashaw or a Uriah Faber, because Uriah Faber and T.J. Dillashaw, they've got to fight first. I mean, there's no question about it. We're talking about one of the biggest fights as far as UFC pay-per-view is concerned, because Uriah Faber will be involved, okay? The former World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion, he'll be involved, okay? Sacramento Kid, of course. Who else from Sacramento? T.J. Dillashaw. Dillashaw versus Uriah Faber at the Arco Arena, the Sleep Train Arena. Call it what you want, but the bottom line is, man, that's going to pack that joint. That place will be sold out. They'll be doing closed circuit maybe in another arena. That's how wild this fight will go in Sacramento, California. So that fight has to take place next because, you know, the former champion, Renan Barrera, he didn't make the weight when he was supposed to fight T.J. Dillashaw. About a month ago, that didn't happen, and that big took the air out of that main event. I mean, good Lord, nobody wanted to see T.J. Dillashaw fight the guy that stepped in for him. They wanted to see him against the former champion, Renan Barrera, to assure us that the first fight wasn't a fluke. I tried to tell you the first fight wasn't a fluke, and it wasn't. Okay, I mean, TJ is the real deal. What is he, like 13-3, something like that? He's got good moves. He can box. He can stand. He can punch on the move. I mean, man, he looks like so far a better fighter than Renan Barrera, a guy that hadn't lost a thing since 2008. Of course, then the world reigning UFC bantamweight champion, 135 pounds. But now they've got to do this. I'm talking about Uriah Faber and TJ Dillashaw. Sacramento, California, the Arco Arena, the Sleep Train Arena, call it what you want, but that fight's got to take place in early 2015. They will fight if the money is right. And that's what it boils down to, of course, always in the world of prize fighting. Money. You know, if these guys can get, I would think if they can get a huge payday out of this, they're going to do it, whether they are the best of friends or not. And, you know, I would think that friendship has been strained just a little bit with T.J. Dillashaw getting the championship, because whether Uriah's got to admit it or not, that's what he wants. He wants that world UFC bantamweight championship. I mean, he's probably the best fighter in the world never to ever win a UFC title. Speaking of UFC titles, a guy that will never win a UFC title, Nick Diaz, in jail this week, or take that back, in court this week for a couple of DUIs. His fight for 2015 with the comebacking Anderson Silva, who lost twice to Chris Weidman, the first by knockout, the second by when his leg was broke by a knee check, the reigning middleweight champion Chris Weidman out of upstate New York, who pulled out of his fight with Vitor Belfort at an upcoming UFC event, of course, because he's got an injured injury, so he's out of that for a while. So Weidman's going to be on the shelf. Anderson Silva coming back with this fight against Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz appearing in court. And the UFC has got no problem with Nick Diaz being arrested twice for two DUIs. No problem whatsoever. None. You know why? Because he's the opponent. They need him. They need Nick Diaz. They need him to talk up this fight with Anderson Silva. He's probably got little or no chance. Or what's that Don King line? Slim and none, and Slim just left town. He's probably got no chance if Silva can come back at anywhere near the fighter he was before he left. If Silva comes back and he's able to exert his size and his will on Nick Diaz, Nick Diaz is tough. He's going to come face first. He's a face fighter. He likes to come with that mug. He's willing to take a shot to get in there to throw one. If he wants to do that with Anderson Silva, might be lights out early. Might be he just gets beat up for the five-round main event. This is a five-round main event between Anderson Silva. Of course, Silva hasn't fought, in over a year? Man, he's crazy. Speaking of Dana White, let's go Dana White and Anderson Silva.
His recovery is amazing. He, one of the doctors actually showed me an x-ray of his bone where the actual bone is starting to grow back in just 8 weeks. They said it's unbelievable. And, you know, obviously he's still got to get in there and start kicking and punching and doing cardiovascular training. So we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, it's looking like he could fight by the end of the year.
Well, he's going to fight in early 2015, so Dana was off a little bit as far as his medical prognosis is concerned. But, you know, after the devastating knockout at the hands of Chris Weidman, and, of course, that was in, what, July 2012? Was it July 2012? And then he comes back, and then he gets beaten again. I mean, handily. This time, he loses the first round, and the second round, he goes to attempt a kick, and Weidman checks his kick with his knee, which is you're supposed to do as part of the game, and he broke his leg. Okay, so a leg break and getting knocked out in devastating manner. Okay, one of the most brutal knockouts in a while. Pop, boom, lights out, baby, you got knocked out. Anderson Silva, how does he come back at the age of 39 and beat a young lion like Chris Weidman, the age what? Chris Weidman, what, 29, 30? Come on, it ain't going to happen. But he can beat Nick Diaz. And Nick Diaz, as I said, being kept on the UFC payroll simply because he's an opponent. If he was like a reigning champion or something like that, they'd get rid of him. But they don't consider him to have a whole lot of a chance against Anderson Silva when they come back. And, of course, that fight will be a big, major fight, and that'll be on pay-per-view. So if you want to watch this fight, you'll be able to see it. But am I a big fan of Nick Diaz? I used to be a January 31st, 2015. I used to be a big fan of his till he stiffed me. He stiffed me not once, but twice, but I think he stiffed me like three times. Three different times he was supposed to come on. Hey, but that's nothing like the people he's stiffed. You know, he had a jiu-jitsu tournament he stiffed people in last year, a couple of fights he didn't show up for. I mean, remember he didn't show up for that press conference with when he was supposed to fight George and St. Pierre. He didn't show up for that. Remember that? Sort of screwed up the promotion. He was pulled off the card. Somebody else got the title fight. That sort of screwed his career up, no question about that. Not that he was going to beat GSP, but Nick Diaz, just sort of like a river running out of control. Just a river of molten lava. That's Nick Diaz. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Coming up, the former UFC heavyweight champion, Josh Barnett, in the house. Give us a call on the toll-free. You can throw a couple of questions at Mr. Barnett, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget the iHeartRadio app. Download it at iHeartRadio.com and take Ring Talk or any of the sports byline shows anywhere you go 24/7. That's iHeartRadio.com. Download the free iHeartRadio app and take Ring Talk anywhere you go. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Scott Coker, in 5 years from now, where do you see Bellator MMA and yourself?
Well, I think that what you'll see is you'll see big fights in big arenas. You'll see fighters that are in the top 10 of the world. And I think you'll see another thriving league along with the UFC. I think that there's room for two. And I think it always is a healthy industry when you have two good, solid players in any business.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. I defended that title now for better than 30 years, having celebrated three decades in radio last week. So I'm happy you can join me. I'm happy to be here. And, of course, as I said, been here for three decades. And the bottom line is, if you've got something to talk about regarding boxing or mixed martial arts, this is the place to do it. Of course, we talk boxing for an hour on Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We talk boxing for an hour. Then, of course, the second hour beginning at noon Pacific time, we talk mixed martial arts. And then Saturday, we go twice on Saturday. We go in the afternoon on Saturday at 11. Take it back. In the morning on Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, we go for an hour. Again, 11 a.m. Pacific time, both Saturday and Sunday. But the Saturday show is an hour. We cover both boxing and MMA. We throw it into the same hour, sort of sandwich the two together. Okay, and then we come to you Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time, with the Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. I'm talking myself and Zach Attack Young. Of course, we talk NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL, combat sports. Of course, the combat sports update brought to you by Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, water.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E, water.com, alchemywater.com. There is a difference in the water you drink. Find out what I'm talking about by going to the website, alchemywater.com, and check out what Alchemy Water is all about. So we're waiting on Josh Barnett. Of course, Josh Barnett going back to the, going back home. Back to where it was all about. In Washington, of course, the state of Washington, he's the local son up there, and he is the man, former USC heavyweight champion. Josh Barnett, a very good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's good. Life treating you okay?
Yeah, life's treating pretty good.
You know, you're always now. I always consider like you the one of the best microphone men in the entire business, as far as MMA is concerned. And I remember I told you at one time I thought you were like Ric Flair, and I thought if you ever decided to go to professional wrestling that you could do the thing like Ric Flair. And they tell me you're doing professional wrestling. Are you?
Well, I've actually been professional wrestling for 11 years over in Japan, but I've had a bit of a hiatus with being back in the UFC at the moment, but. No, I'm not done with it. I plan to still get back in the squared circle.
Tell
everybody exactly what I think about them before I pin them.
Okay. Do you remember some of the great workers? We'll veer off for the sport of professional wrestling just for a second. We're talking, or the business of professional wrestling. We're talking with Josh Barnett, the former USC heavyweight champion. He's got a fight October 4th at the Emerald Casino in Washington. We'll talk to him about that in just a second. But, you know, when you look back at you remember? Do you know who Ray Stevens and Pat Patterson were?
Oh, yes, I'm familiar. I've met Pat Patterson before.
Yeah, Pat. I mean, those guys were those. I thought those two guys were the greatest workers. So I thought Ray Stevens was the greatest worker of the 60s, and I thought that Patterson was the greatest worker of the 70s. I got to watch them both work here locally. And for some reason, it just,
I want to ask you about this because I know you're tight with the Japanese. And everything, but what happened to Japanese wrestling? It just sort of died.
Well, there was some of it is due to just economies changing and taste changing. But some of it is Pride came over in K-1, and that really took the market share for a while there. Plus, I think it was a case of not building new stars. They had these established names that were still packing the houses, and they kept going back to them and back to them and back to them. And as they get older, as their work rates slow down, and their work rate in the ring itself slows down, it just doesn't have the same luster and allure that it used to. So without the creation of new stars, once the old stars stop drawing as well as they did, then the whole business suffers. So there is some of that. And it's actually on the upswing again right now. I can't remember the name of the company. There's a parent company that makes trading cards over in Japan. It's pretty big. And they own New Japan Pro Wrestling right now. And they've been doing some good things with them, bringing them back up and offering some of their big matches over streaming services, actually globally for free. And then the IGF, Inoki Genon Federation, has been going strong for years, and they've actually moved over into the realm of doing a lot of shoot fighting stuff. So trying to fill in the gap that Pride left.
You talk about the Pride, of course. Pride Fighting Championships were brought up by the Zuffa family, the Zuffa company. Of course, they're the apparent company of the UFC. But they used to have 10-minute opening rounds. That's an amazing. That's crazy.
You know, it's not as crazy as it seems, and in fact, I think it's honestly for MMA, it's a better structure. I think that 10 minutes for a first round allows people to work an opponent a lot more, especially if they're in favorable position, mm-hmm. and to set up for the rest of the fight. I think it allows more time to get things going. Especially once you get ahead of steam, once you establish some sort of rhythm in the ring, you get to work it a lot more. I think that MMA is a very dynamic environment that, while I'm not against the idea of rounds per se, I just think that, it works much better for boxing, but for MMA with the groundwork, it's better to have the longer time.
Okay. Got a question for you. Do you remember Haystack Calhoun?
Yeah, I remember it.
Okay. Haystack Calhoun was a 600-pound giant guy. This guy was incredibly fat. And he was going over to Japan with a bunch of other wrestlers. And one wrestler, now this guy couldn't get into a portable bathroom in an airliner if you tried. I'm surprised they even got him on a flight. You know how they got him on the flight. Anyway, somebody gave him a bunch of X-Lax laxatives and told him it was chocolate. So it was nat. Did you ever read that story?
I have not.
Oh,
I'm glad I wasn't around to witness it.
Josh, you are the luckiest man in the world not to be on that plane, because from a couple of guys who were on the plane, I remember them telling me, we're at the Cow Palace, they were telling me the story back in the day. It was hysterical. But, of course, you know what happens when you take too much X-Lax, and, of course, you've got a 600-pound man that can't fit in the toilet, so things were a little ugly. I think Jimmy Snuka did that to him. I think it was Snuka.
Well, I mean, if it's one thing that, that goes along with the history of professional wrestling, it's ribbing people.
Okay.
Jokes on them.
Josh Barnett's our guest, folks. Of course, Josh Barnett's a former USC heavyweight champion. He's been battling October the 4th and at the Emerald Casino in his native Washington. We're going to get to that in depth. You got enough time to spend another segment with us, Josh?
Oh, sure.
Oh, fantastic. Josh Barnett's here, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, UFC 178 in the bank last night. Pretty good crowd, 10,000, considering he's the world flyweight champion. He's not the most popular guy in the world. Do you think Demetrius Johnson is really that good? Is he one of the better fighters, top 10 in the world?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's a fantastic all-around fighter. I think his skills are up there with anybody's. And, he's suffering more from a case of perhaps just, there's always been the lighter the weight, the less interest in terms of combat sports usually. He's not a very boisterous, outlandish or outspoken person. He's a great guy. And I've known DJ for a long, long number of years as deep training under Matt Hume as I did for 8 years of my career.
So what you're trying to say is that Demetrius Johnson needs to go to the Josh Barnett School of Advertising himself?
It could help. I wouldn't suggest that he take any drastic measures. I just think that there are better – I could help him at least in terms of putting more of his own individuality out there, getting people to know more about him a bit more. But he's a fantastic fighter. Matt and Brad Kirsten and Trevor Jackson have done a really great job with him up there at AMC. And I'm glad to finally see him be – So dominant at the top of his game at this point.
Josh Barnett's our guest, folks. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. Bellator 127, going down October 3rd. Spike TV, 9 p.m. in the East, 9 p.m. in the West. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, Sirius XM Radio, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
And now the side choke. The side choke can catch wrestling.
Going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening out.
Catch wrestling 101. Barnett advances to the final with a first round side choke. It's Barnett versus Cormier for the Strikeforce World Grand Prix Heavyweight Tournament Final.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
The writing on the wall of fame here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network says, quote, "Who's the idiot that gave me this pen?" End of quote. Oh, yeah, Pedro. Guess who wrote that? Josh Barnett, ex-USC heavyweight champion on the line from Washington. Now, you're fighting at home at Tacoma, Washington. Are you from Tacoma?
No. I'm bringing a couple fighters up there for two title fights.
Somebody told me you were getting involved here as far as fighting was concerned.
No. I am not the one fighting, but my students, Colleen Schneider and Victor Henry, are both vying for Super Fight League titles.
Okay, talk to me about Super Fight
at the Emerald Queen Casino in Tacoma. I'm actually from Seattle, Washington, which is about 30 minutes north of at best.
Okay, talk to me about this organization.
Super Fight League has been around actually for 3 or 4 years out of India. They're the first major promotion to be built up in India and started doing an international product to begin with. And then they went to a more regional show. And now they're actually looking to expand the brand itself. And they're bringing their organization over to the U.S. for the first show of Super Fight League America. And it's going to happen this weekend, this Saturday, at the Emerald Queen Casino in Tacoma. With the headline match being Victor Henry versus Corey Baumbauer, and the semi-main event being Colleen Schneider versus Brenda Gonzalez, who's a professional boxer as well as a professional MMA fighter.
Okay, what is your female fighter? What does she bring to the dance?
Colleen was a multiple time national champion in Taekwondo. She was the Super Fight League 125-pound champion, and now she's 10 pounds up. Not that big a deal, but she's a very physical gal. She just recently won the U.S. World Team Trials for grappling and will be going over to Hungary in October to represent the U.S. team at the FILA World Grappling Championship. She's a well-rounded fighter and catch wrestler with a great Taekwondo background who's looking to show her dominance.
You know, I was in Budapest last August, introduced the president, Janis Adler, to dinner. And that place is like pro boxing and pro MMA. They're into combat sports over there. I'm telling you, it's like on fire.
Fantastic. That's great. I've never had the chance to go to Hungary myself, but I've heard a lot of good things about it. I'm sure Colleen and Laura Anderson, the other students of mine who won the FILA World Grappling, will have a great time over there.
Well, it's beautiful, the food's good, and the hookers will negotiate with you. That's about all I can say.
excellent news for both of them. I know they both have quite an affinity for reasonable hookers.
Euros and dollars as well, I kid you not. We're talking with Josh Barnett, folks, the former USC heavyweight champion. If he didn't have such a great sense of humor, I couldn't talk this way with him, but he does. He's a great mic man, no question about that. Where did you sort of get the gift for gab? Did you look at Ali or something like that? Where'd you get this? Where'd you pick this up?
I think part of it is being a big professional wrestling fan and being a fan of people like Ali or any of the more outspoken sports personalities. But I think what it came down to is understanding the root of it isn't so much about going out there and making an outlandish comment or being very brash or boisterous. It's about trying to present a side of yourself as an individual that is the most easily digested and understood by everyone. And going out there and having some fun with it. I say every time the microphone or the camera's on you, it's your 15 minutes. Make the most of it.
Josh Barnett's the guest, folks. Scott Coker's recently taken over Bellator MMA. Is that good?
It couldn't be better if you're Bellator, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, he brings all that experience to Strikeforce, and he made a lot of money. He sold Strikeforce for like $34 million. That's a lot of money. I know he had partners, but he made a lot of money.
I don't think Scott has to do it for the money. I don't think he's hurting in that way.
No, not at all.
I don't think that an opportunity to get back into something that he really loves, in addition to doing something that's going to be financially successful for him. You know, why wouldn't he? And I think it's a great opportunity for him, considering if he still has that drive and that want to create a top shelf MMA company.
Well, he said his goal is in 5 years to have big fights and big arenas and to show there is an A and a B as far as Major League MMA is concerned in the UFC. You think? If anybody can achieve it, Coker's done well in the past. He knows the business.
Yeah, I think he has a really good shot of doing such a thing. You know, it takes more than one man to do that. It takes the right fighters, it takes the right fights, and it takes the right support with it. But I think that if there was a possibility, Coker's one of the best people to have running that ship.
Okay. I got a question for you, Josh Barnett, I guess. Who's the best fighter pound for pound in the world of mixed martial arts?
Good question. I guess I'd probably say Jose Aldo at the moment. Yep. He's been forever and a day since he's actually had a loss.
2008.
Dominant in his wins.
Yep. 2008. Now, are you surprised that the other guy that hadn't lost since 2008, Renan Barrera, was handled like he was by TJ Dillashaw? That was a major upset, Josh, huh?
Quite surprised. But at the same time, I think that it goes to show you that once a guy has been on top and given it to everybody for so long, that once they finally start getting on the receiving end of it a little bit, you can see a big difference in somebody's momentum. And
yeah.
I think that's what it came down to. Dillashaw said, well, I'm not going to play it safe. I'm not going to worry about what he's going to bring to me. I'm just going to put it right at him. And I think that was a major difference in how he got that fight moving in the direction he did.
I think testimony to the fact that the game has changed since its conception by the Gracies down there in Brazil is that we've only got one Brazilian champion in the UFC from 125 to heavyweight. I'm talking about the aforementioned Jose Aldo. Everybody else is American.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't doubt that they could easily have plenty of Brazilian champions all holding belts again. There's a slew of top-quality contenders and fighters out there that are capable of winning against anybody in the ring any night. But out here in America, we produce some real quality champions, myself included. I actually expect it to continue that way for at least a little bit. But nobody can forget that Russia is starting to throw some serious heat our direction as well in terms of top level fighters.
Do you know why Russians are so tough? Do you know why they're so mean?
I have a few ideas, but I'd like to hear your answer.
Josh Barnett, if you had to wipe your ass with a rock each morning, you'd be rough and mean and train like a madman as well.
If you had to make your bed out of a pile of snow every night, you'd be pretty tough as well, right?
Exactly. I mean, those guys are just hungry, man. Oh, my God. I mean, some of the Russian fighters, they've taken over the world of boxing. Of course, the Klitschkos have been champion. I think Vladimir Klitschko hasn't lost since March of 2004. That's over 10 years.
Wow. Man, yeah. Being in a bread line for 6 hours will definitely make you hungry.
Yeah, okay. Featherweight feature fight this Friday night. Bellator going on Spike TV, 22-5. Daniel Strauss taking on Justin Wilcox in this 145-pound featured fight, three rounds. Wilcox 14-6. Strauss 22-5. You know anything about these guys, Josh?
Wilcox is a pretty stout guy, wrestler background, if I remember right. But Krause has been on a real roll recently, and I don't really expect that to change.
Interesting. What about chicks? Misha Tate was saying last week that she thinks sex can sell, and I've always been of the opinion that they should have put Ronda Rousey on free television, never should have, put her on pay-per-view first. They should have put her on free television, and that would have enabled many women, millions of women across this country, to see this chick on free TV for free and say, you know what? She's fine, she talks the talk, and she can fight. I think I'd want to pay money on pay-per-view to watch her, but they didn't go with that marketing thing. I mean, what's the thing there with the PFC? Is that just total greed or what?
I'm not sure what the rationale was, but free TV probably would have been the best place to put around Ronda Rousey fight instead of pay-per-view. But, I mean, they have their own way of thinking about how they want to build their fighters. And you know, maybe she's getting percentages on pay-per-view. So, you know, she's not as inclined to want to give up that opportunity to make that extra cash.
No, no. And I'm all with that, though. But if you were looking at the big picture, that's a no-brainer.
I hear you, Pedro, and I agree.
I hear you, Pedro.
Right, sex does sell. You know, sex sells for the male fighters, too. It's just in a different way.
Okay.
You don't have the male fighter taking, you know, bikini photos, but you have them on the cover of all your men's fitness-type magazines. They're pretty much naked. You know, and one thing you'll notice is that if a fighter is the best fighter out there, they definitely get some traction. But if they're the best fighter out there and they happen to be attractive in some way, everything is different.
So okay.
The doors are open more for them. You know, people like to buy them drinks at the bar and try to get their numbers. Their jeans fit a little better, it seems like. So it's a two-way street, men and women. It doesn't matter. The kind of the better looking always seem to get a better end of the stick. But at the same time, even if you're not an attractive individual, you could be the ugliest guy out there. That doesn't mean that you don't have an angle that you could work. And that's, you know, part of what it means to know how to present yourself to the world.
The genius. I got to call you. You're like Bobby the Brain Heenan. I got to figure out some moniker for you, Josh. I'm serious. You know what?
And I don't take that as an insult or a slight in any way. Bobby the Brain Heenan is one of the greatest men in all of American professional wrestling of all time. One of the greatest.
Yeah, he's in bad health right now. He fell down and hurt himself, and he isn't doing all that well.
Now, I know. He's been struggling with I believe he had a stroke. A while back, it was really impaired. And my late father had a stroke at one point in his life, and so I'm familiar with some of the troubles that comes with it. But you know, I feel bad for Bobby and going through all of his tribulations there. But you know, if I ever met the man, I wouldn't hesitate for a second to tell him what an amazing talent I think he is.
Hey, but he's still a star on YouTube. He's still a star on YouTube. Now, Josh Barnett, what's next for you? You're 33-8. Where are you going?
You know, nowhere but to the top, man. I don't have any problem. I'm not interested in looking behind. I'm not interested in thinking about what anybody else is doing. I'm interested about climbing over the top of whoever's next to me and getting to the top of that mountain. Because once I'm up there and I plant my flag, I can look down at everybody else, watch them scrambling to get up to where I'm at. And I'm training folks. I'm training hard myself. I just coming off a big win in Metamoris 4 over Dean Lister, a man who hadn't been tapped out in 16 years, and I'm the first one to do it, making me their heavyweight champion.
You know, I repeatedly tell people that you're one of the best guests in the entire world, and you have just proved my case again.
Well, I like to make you some money. Let the record show that, baby.
Well, I've got to make some money, though. Nobody said I'm making any money in this. I'm just having a good time with you.
Well, I was hoping you were betting these people at the very least.
What can I say? Josh Barnett, I love having you on. I hope to have you on real soon. Good luck with your fighters October the 4th. When you get something on the calendar, I've got your number. I can give you a call.
Sure enough.
All right. All the best, you man. It's an honor to have spend some time with you today. No question about that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a fantastic day.
The ladies and gentlemen, the great Josh Barnett, former UFC heavyweight champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Hey, UFC 178, it's done. UFC 179, am I snoring? I don't know. I'll talk about that after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, Sirius Radio XM, the Cable Radio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, bruises and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
'79 before we went to the break. Thank you, Mr. Cuddy. And I probably shouldn't have, because it's a rematch. And, of course, it's a decent rematch. Talking about Chad Mendes of Team Alpha Male, which he once beat in 17-1. Lost that one fight, a KO1 in January of 2012 against the reigning champion. I'm talking about Jose Aldo. Of course, we talked about him with Josh Barnett, just now the 145-pound champion. What's he like, 24-1? Hasn't lost since 2008. He's 28 years old. But, you know, I think Jose Aldo's one of those guys that sweats down to 145. He's really a 155-pounder. And I think at the end of the day, at some point in time, that's going to catch up with him, much like it caught up with Renan Breo, who couldn't make the weight of 135 anymore without passing out and then getting his head handed to him before that in the first fight with TJ Dillashaw. So straight up, I think Jose Aldo is a... He's ready to be taken. And Chad Mendes of Team Alpha Male up there in Sacramento, he just might be the guy to do it. So that's going to go down UFC 179. So I wasn't all pumped up about it, but now I tell you, I will go with that main event. That's a pretty good main event. We'll discuss more on that. Of course, UFC, the entire year is upon us. We're in almost October, straight up. Figure fantastic year thus far in the world of mixed martial arts. Got some good fights still to come in 2014 and 2015. The mixed martial arts world is on fire, thanks in part to Bellator, Invicta, and, of course, the UFC. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, download the iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com and take Ring Talk anywhere you go. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 'Cause I love-